this is Jackie Rom, and welcome to my weekly podcast, The Life of a Crime Novelist. Good morning, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about this week's show. So I am currently working on a new project called Jackie Rom Investigates. The first season has 6 episodes where I chat to ordinary people with extraordinary lives, and it is a web series on YouTube. Just go to YouTube /C/ Jackie Rom, and amazing people I get to talk to. So this podcast is actually a recording from Jackie Rom Investigate, but we've changed it to audio. So here we go for this week's Life of a Crime Novelist. Hi, welcome to Jackie Rom Investigates. And yes, I am Jackie Rom. And I've had the best time over the last few weeks chatting to all different people around the world, ordinary people with extraordinary lives, and just finding out all about them, and maybe they'd end up as a character in a book. I've also learned some new skills. Makeup, hair, costume, lighting, directing, editing. It's been amazing. So let's go over and see who the guest is today. So hi, Anthony, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. You all right, Jackie?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks so much for agreeing to have a chat.
That's all right.
I want to do, if you don't mind, I've got, because of what I do, I've got people that know me all around the world,
right,
and know everyone in the UK knows who you are. That may not be the same kind of worldwide. So could you just quickly tell people what you do? What you've done?
Worldwide, I was in a band called Blue. We did have success worldwide in Asia and in Europe and Italy and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, I've just always sung, always acted. And I'm just me. I'm just a Northwest London boy that's done all right.
So let's go back to the beginning.
Yeah.
So when, at what age did you like to get on the stage or show off or whatever you did?
Well, if you speak to my mum, I think I was about 4, and I used to do a lot of impressions and stuff when I was a kid. So I loved mimicking people. And then, excuse me, and then as I got older, the acting and drama just took over me, and I just got the bug for it. And my first school production was Cabaret, and I played the MC. And my old agent at the time came and saw me, and she sort of signed me up there and then. Her name was Sharon Harris, who she guided me and helped me. Then I did a few TV shows, and then my voice started breaking. So I was... even though I was like a teenager, 13, 14, I was too old to go for like 11-year-old parts, and I was too young to go for 15-year-old parts. So I was in that mixed aged. So once my voice started breaking, I went to vocal lessons just to brush up on my singing. And then singing took over, and then I started gigging all around North London, Northwest London, Essex, just learning my trade, you know, singing in pubs and clubs. And that's how I learnt my apprenticeship.
Do you know, most people don't realise what people go through before they make it. You know, people think everything comes fast, but we all of us work hard to hone our trade.
Yeah.
Do you go to theatre school as well,
No, I went to normal school, and I went to drama classes. So Sharon, at the time, she had drama classes every Thursday. I used to go with mum to Wembley, me and my sister at the time, my little brother. And yeah, I just caught the bug. I just absolutely loved every minute of it. I love learning. I'm always learning. I'm still learning to this day. So I think you've got to do something you love. And if you pursue it and you love it, then go for it. Follow your dreams.
Yeah, do you know, that's so important, isn't it? And I've said this before. Anyone that wants to be a performer, it's in here.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can't even explain it, can you?
You can't. As you said, Jackie, you know, it's embedded in you. And I've always loved musical theatre. I've always loved theatre. And just to be able to perform on stage, even for like 3 minutes or 30 minutes, it's just the best feeling in the world, because you're entertaining people. If people go home with a smile on their face that they've enjoyed your performance, that to me means everything.
What was the what was it like the first time you walked into an arena?
Well, it was Wembley Arena, and
small one.
So my first experience in an arena, which was quite surreal, because from the age of like 11 till I was 14, I used to help my dad and my uncle out in Wembley Market, you know, selling. And 5 years after that, I'm performing on that stage. So it really had held me in good stead, because family wise, they nurtured me. They kept me, you know, not to get too big headed, and they kept me sane. It was amazing. It was a great experience.
And how did you, Blue had the most amazing impact, and they were huge, and they were adored.
Okay.
How do you suddenly go from that adoration to then taking the next step, whatever the step is?
I think you've got to move with the times. I think you've got to, you know, me and the boys started the old way. You know, we grafted, we built our fan base, we got signed, we went to the studio, we released. And I think you have to move with the times. And I think we were so hungry for success that we were so into the music. And when you're into the music, you've got to move with the times. And unfortunately, when we called it a day back in 05, there was indie bands coming through. There was like rocky bands coming through with guitars, and who were great musicians, but there was no call for a boy band. So I think one thing that we never did was we never kept pursuing it, because there was always call for a boy band. You know, there was always a gig to be had, but we just called it a day. And then, you know, obviously 5 years later, we got back together.
What was that like, going out into a large audience again after that?
It was the Eurovision, our first performance back. So,
you know, small audience.
Small then. Audience, 26 million worldwide.
Enjoy it. You were the eyes and the face of fortune. I lost my way and I couldn't find you.
But that was our comeback. That was a great experience. And, you know, I love the Eurovision. I think it's hilarious. I think it's fun. The UK
and it was
never
a good
gonna
song
win it.
As well.
Thank you, Jackie. The UK never going to win it, but that wasn't why we did it. We wanted to do it to represent our country. And we wanted to show people that we were back. And from that, it just went from strength to strength.
Brilliant. And what? How are you coping in the lockdown? You've got young children as well.
Yeah.
So homeschooling?
Yes, homeschooling and just trying to keep sane. I've just ordered some music equipment just now. That's who I was on the phone to when you called me, to Simon, because I'm going to... just going to start writing and get my head around things, and, you know, for your mind to be working solid, you've got to keep active. And that's not something I haven't done, because I'm lazy. I've just got down because of this lockdown and obviously people dying, and it's just so upsetting.
One thing I have learned that the mind is so powerful.
Yeah, that's why we're doing
so powerful.
That's why we're doing quizzes every night, because just to do something to make my brain work, because, you know, I'm sitting at home watching TV. I just get brain dead. I just feel numb and just feel like, oh.
And you don't know what day it is. No, I must say, once I decided to do this project, it's been like completely all consuming. Just to
which is amazing.
Yeah.
So how are you finding it?
I miss a couple of things which are really simple. I miss human contact. And I've come to stay with my mum, because my mum's 85 and she can't go anywhere and do anything. So I've come to stay here. So I'm literally in one room. So having this project is brilliant, because it's given me, I've spoken to so many incredible people, but I want a curry.
You can order one now, you know.
I know, it's not the same. Do you know what I mean? You want to go out and have a curry. And I just want to give someone a hug. I can't wait. The next door neighbour's going to get a hug when I walk out.
Whereabouts are you based, Jackie?
I move around, but I write in the Caribbean. But wow. I'm here. It's lockdown. I can't get there. But I'm in Romford at the moment.
Romford to the Caribbean.
And Mersey Island. I've got a place out in Mersey as well, so I kind of move around.
Is that nice there?
Love Mersey. Really lovely. It's very trendy. It's all right if you eat oysters and posh fish and chips. And it has one road on, only one road, and it's tidal. So twice a day, you can't get on the island. The tide literally covers it.
That is amazing. Is it expensive over there?
It's not far from Clacton, Colchester, Clacton, all that area. So it's great for the kids. It's really good. Yeah. Anyway, back to you.
Sorry, yeah, go on.
No, it's all right. So, but songwriting's something you've always done, isn't it?
Yeah, I've always done since I was 18. So, you know, I lost the love for it a little bit because I just never had the time. My time was consumed by a lot of musical theatre and a lot of acting. But it's nice to come back to it and just, as I said, just get your mind grafted again and just be active.
And I think also when something's happening, whatever it is, good, bad, whatever, it inspires words.
Yeah. And I can't wait.
So I think that it will, you'll get a chance for it to come out. And
fingers crossed.
Yeah. And what were you going to do before the shutdown? Has something stopped?
Yeah, I was rehearsing a musical and then we had 5 weeks rehearsal, went up to Manchester to open. We did two previews. Second preview, both previews went fantastic. Got called on a Monday, got to get back home. So we were gutted.
And you know nothing. Gutted. No one knows anything.
No one knew when, if it was going to come back, if it wasn't. So I'm hoping the show that I was doing comes back because it's too good.
Cameron McIntosh has made an announcement today that he doesn't think theatre's going to come back till next year. It's one person's opinion. I don't know about you, but have you found that people have become very opinionated and they know nothing?
Yeah.
They're not medical doctors or they have no knowledge, but they're just...
I'm hearing everything, Jackie. I'm hearing there's going to be panto this year. Then I've heard someone saying it's not going to be panto. Then I've heard the theatre's going to open next month and beginning of the summer, so who knows? Our lives are in the government's and like government's hands.
Have you done panto?
I've done about 10.
I love panto.
I do.
Let me just quickly explain for people not in England what panto is. So panto is normally a kid's story, all with adults, there's an adult side to it where the children don't understand, and everybody joins in.
Yes.
So yeah, Americans have no idea what panto is.
No, they don't.
I love it.
I love it.
Do you like playing the baddie or what? What do you
Yes,
do play?
I've played the baddie the last 4 years, and prior to that I enjoyed panto, but now I love it because there's nothing best than getting booed and scaring the kids, and that's brilliant. It's fantastic.
And have you got a show that you would love to do?
A part that I was very, very close to getting was in a show called Jersey Boys. I went up for Tommy DeVito. Actually, David got me the audition, and he came to see my audition. Ask him tomorrow. Ask him tomorrow when you're in.
David's my agent. We both got people
so
we know, yeah.
When you speak to him, just say, how was Anthony's first audition for Jersey Boys? I've never seen him. Speechless. He was like that.
And you know, is that good or bad?
No, it's good. That's what I'm saying. He didn't know what else to say. Because normally he's like, hello, son, you know, done well. And
that's so funny. You sound just like him.
I've nearly wound Julia up before by doing his voice.
That's so funny. I watched last night. I'm a big RuPaul's Drag Race fan.
Right, okay.
And somebody told me yesterday that they're doing a celebrity version. So I went on Netflix. They're doing a celebrity version, but in America. And they have you ever watched it?
I've dipped in and out of it, I'll be honest with you. Fun, isn't it?
They do this one episode where people are impersonating people. So I'm just listening to you. I can hear where that impersonation comes from because that was spot on.
Thank you.
Do you do anyone else?
I used to do loads, Jackie, but over the thing it won't sound as good. When I'm close to get, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll do some stuff. But I've watched some great stuff on Netflix. I've watched The Stranger, brilliant. I've watched Safe. Have you seen Safe?
No, I've got a list of things to watch. Oh,
super. I love a British drama.
Well, then you need to go on Amazon Prime and watch mine.
Is it a drama or is it a doc?
No, it's a doc. Documentary. It's about me investigating murder in Las Vegas. I took a film crew out with me and I had a go. I wanted to find out the easiest way to kill someone and get rid of a body. So that's what I was investigating. So I shoot guns. I try and dig a grave in the desert, bow and arrow. I have a go at all different things to try and kill.
That's amazing. Have you always been interested in that?
No. I started off with kids' books because I, you know, when you first start writing, people say write about what you know. So what I know is pushy parents and stage school kids. That's what I know. So my first set of books was called The Amazing Adventures of Star. She's 11 year old. She's got a pushy mother and she's becomes a star and a bit of a detective. So that was my series of five books. But because I know the world of being on set, because most of my time was being on location with kids. So I'd be chaperoning and, you know, so I've been on film set all my life. So that it was natural to write about, you know, what I know.
Amazing.
So did you have a pushy mum?
No, never.
Supportive?
Never pushy. My mum was never pushy. I used to push her. Do you know what I mean?
So you were determined.
Only because I knew I had something. I don't know what it was, but I did have something. And the thing about me was, I wasn't good academically, but teachers liked me because I used to do impressions of them and make the class laugh. So I was good for that. Do you know what I mean? So, but if there was a song to be sung at a school choir or play or musical, I would be the one to represent the school. So it worked both ways, really. Do you know what I mean? They helped, they scratched my back and I scratched theirs. So, but mum was never pushy. Never. I mean, we used to just laugh. We used to see this pushy mum. We used to see her.
Oh, they are. They're still there.
They're the best. They're the best.
And they've got what I call chocolate box kids. So the kids are all, you know, made up and hair and whatever. And
yeah, I remember. The girls, you know, I was a teenager, so I was, 13? So the girls in my class used to come in dolled up, and Sharon used to say, why are you all dolled up? Go back home and come back, you know, things like that. And because that's you got to be natural. You got to show your inner soul of what you're good at.
When Blue was at his highest, how did you deal with paparazzi, girls that were screaming, and kind of that side of it? Was it... You took it with a smile. How did you deal with it?
Always with a smile, Jackie, because, you know, paparazzis and people like that. Yes, you know, some people say that they invade your privacy, and I get that. But they've got bills to pay. So you're going to... I used to be so friendly to them that they were like, what are you doing? Oh, hello, mate, you're all right. Do you want a drink? Do you want that? Do you know what I mean? So... they liked me because I was not like that. Do you know what I mean? They wanted me to get annoyed with them. But because I'm not that type of bloke, they didn't know how to take me. So after a while, they just got people, oh, he's too nice, him. He's not going to do anything. So that's why not many people took a lot of interest.
Did you write any of the songs that Blue sung?
Yeah, we wrote most of albums.
Did you? How brilliant.
So... that's one thing that we always said, we want to record and write our own stuff.
That's so important, isn't it? It's what I recommend. I kind of left teaching for a while, went into the music business, and I had a girl band that I managed.
Wow.
We were there the same time as you because I think you were doing festivals. Didn't you go and do all the music festivals?
This is loads, Jackie.
I was behind you with these girls doing all the music festivals.
What were they called?
Nexus.
Who was in it?
There were three girls, Holly, Anna and Frankie, three of them. But didn't you do the circuit with the Butlins circuit as well?
No.
They're big arenas. Oh, we did. I thought you were doing those. They were.
No, we used to start our tour in Minehead.
Yeah.
But we never did the touring of Butlins.
All right. Maybe that was it, Minehead. We came in after you.
Right. Yeah.
So we did the final tour of Atomic Kitten.
Wow.
We opened for them. Yeah, so it was fun. And but being in the studio was where I learned how to edit film, because it's no different from editing music, film.
Yeah.
Amazing what voice. They wrote all their stuff themselves as
and
well.
Just didn't, what happened? They just lost the interest?
No. We were competing, I think exactly the same as what you just said. You got to a point where the girl bands, boy bands were just moving for the new stuff that was coming in. And I think we were probably there at that time as well. So I totally understand.
Yeah. Crazy.
Well, thank you so much for our chat. Loved every minute.
I loved it.
You all the luck in the world.
Thank you, Jackie.
I'm going to ask David tomorrow.
Ask him.
What he said. And I'm going to tell him that was the best David voice I've ever heard, because it was him. And I'll tell you what, my viewers, when they listen to that episode, they're gonna say, yeah, you're right.
But I bet David starts speaking really posh tomorrow.
He will. Till I say something and he'll change.
Yeah.
He'll start.
He'll be like, now the thing is, Jackie, when you go in the business and it's really hard, you know, and I think that I can prove to someone the way that I'm like, shut up, David, you don't speak like that.
But the thing is that was spot on. Absolutely. I'm going to play it to him. He'll just have
please, please.
I will. Thank you. It's lovely.
Lots of love, Jackie. See you, my darling.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Yo. You're out of peace, gotta believe what I say. What I will tell happened just the other day.